This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As I was reading in Acts chapter 11, I came across this statement. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul, Acts 11:27 through 30. I was quite sure I had come across the name Agabus in another place in the Bible. Sure enough, after some research, I found this in Acts 21:10 through 11. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way, the Jews of Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." He's not mentioned again in the Bible. If you were to do a biographical study of his life, you'd start with these two portions and read the context in which they are found. As you read, take note of and collect all the information you can find about him and write it out in a notebook. Once you have collected all the information, correlate it into an outline. After you've developed an outline, crystallize what you found into some practical applications you can make to your own life. I call this a 3C biographical study: collect, correlate, and crystallize. Start collecting information on Agabus in preparation for tomorrow's visit.